We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Last week, C-Mac went 1-2, Lugie went 2-1, I went 1-2. We've got a tie for first place if we're going to give C-Mac those wins last week. And it's not me. Lugie and C-Mac. It ain't me. Lugie and C-Mac are both 9-8.
I am
an ungodly disgusting 10-13. So let's tiebreaker goes to Lugie because C-Mac decided not to show up 2 weeks ago. So Lugie, kick it off.
All right, Ev, everybody likes the Giants, huh? So I'll take the Panthers. They're laying 3 at MetLife against the Giants. We know Sam Darnold stinks. The last 3 games for the Panthers, they played it close. The Giants are a total mess. I think they're going to get blown out 10-14 points. Lay the 3 easy with the Panthers. Jets, Patriots, I'm going to lay the 7 with the Pats. Anytime I could get Belichick and the Patriots against the Jets. Boomer knows. We're going to lay the 7 there with New England. My third game, I'm going to take the Eagles. They're getting 3 out in Vegas against the Raiders. Come on, Steve. This looks like a letdown spot to me off a big win last week for the Raiders. Give me the Eagles plus 3. Give me the Patriots minus 7. And the Panthers minus 3. Big Mac, take it away.
Pathetic!
Unfortunately, I don't know how much ground I'm going to be able to make because we both agree on the New York teams. I'm going against both of them. I'm a beaten, broken man. There's just no way around it. The Giants have too many injuries. The left tackle is a killer injury for me. You know, coming off the edge, the Panthers are good. There's a lot of speed there.
Dude,
I just think there's
the Panthers.
They're going to lose.
It's unbelievable.
Shocking. Wow, I think Giants are going to lose. They've lost more than anybody else in the last 5 years. They're missing the entire wide receiving core and the left tackle. God forbid, I think the Giants aren't going to show up on Sunday.
The Panthers suck.
You know what? The Giants are worse.
Oh, good for you.
Giants minus 3. And then, yeah, in New England, the Jets, let's be honest.
How about that?
Minus 7. I'm not going to even get into why. The third game, I'm going to take Texans.
Thank God for drugs.
Arizona plus 18.5. That is just a crazy number to me. And here's the main reason I'm taking it.
I'll piss.
Trap game. Cardinals play the Packers in 4 days on Thursday Night Football.
Oh my God! Coming off
a Cleveland game that, you know, the only undefeated team in football, and they were still underdogs going into Cleveland. They came up big in that game, and they have the Packers in 4 days on Thursday Night Football. I just think the Texans are going to figure out a way to keep it close. Give me the Texans plus 18.5. So I got the Carolina, New England, and Texans plus 18.5.
No music.
All right. Very good.
Ran out of music. Here's the second bit.
Thank you.
Nicely produced.
The Giant Panther game is so tough, man, because
is that a new report or an old report?
I kind of trust Craig right now. He's had a feel for this Giants season all year, and it's very, very impressive.
Can't wait!
I do think that last week, watching a little bit of the Carolina game, there are moments where Sam shows you his potential. I mean,
that doesn't make sense.
8-yard drive with about 2 minutes to go was impressive.
All right, sir.
I think the reason I'm just going to end up taking the Giants is that they're not this bad. You know what I mean? Like, defensively, they're not this bad. We've talked about it. They've had so many dropped interceptions this year. And I think that eventually, you're not going to just drop every pick that's in your hands, especially if Sam gives you 4 or 5 opportunities.
Oh, good for you.
And also, Jones over the last 6 quarters has been dreadful. I expect a bounce-back performance from him.
You suck.
And I don't know. I just don't think we're sitting here Monday talking about billboards. So give me the Giants getting the 3 at home against Carolina.
Boo this man!
Game number 2 with the Jets. I went over these numbers earlier. They're ridiculous. The last 5 games they've played in Foxborough, here are the final scores. 28-14, 30-14, 38-3, 26-6, and 41-3.
This guy sucks.
They have been outscored on average 32-8. But they're coming off a bye. Mike LaFleur has had all day and week to figure out a competent offensive game plan for this young quarterback and an offensive line that's been okay at times.
What are they doing?
Give me the points. They're not going to win, but you know what? Accidentally, they'll keep this game close.
Thank you, sir.
Final game. I'm going to take Atlanta against the Dolphins for a couple of very simple reasons. Number one, the Dolphins decided on their own. This was their decision. And by the way, Atlanta's laying 2.5. The Dolphins decided not to have a bye this week. In case you're wondering, like, hey, why are the Dolphins playing? They were just in London. I thought you have a bye every time you come back from London.
Suck a dick!
The Dolphins, I haven't heard that one in a while. The Dolphins said on their own, we don't need a bye. They need a bye. Their quarterback sucks. I know he played all a little bit better last week. They're flirting openly with Deshaun Watson. Atlanta's a little bit healthier now with the receivers coming back. They're coming off a bye. So, you know what? I think this Dolphins season becomes a bigger dumpster fire. Give me Atlanta laying the 2.5 in Miami against the Dolphins. So I'll go Giants plus 7. I'm sorry, Jets plus 7, Giants plus 3, and we'll wrap it up with Atlanta laying the 2.5, our week 7 picks in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.